Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. Yes, this is Coach Lalisa Williams, and I have a question for you. I would like to know, who wants to be an entrepreneur? That's right, who wants to be an entrepreneur? Well, if you would like to be an entrepreneur, this is a great show for you to listen to, because I would like to talk to you and tell you all about how to be an entrepreneur. And so, but before you can be an entrepreneur, you want to first, before you can be an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that you have everything in order. Okay, and so if everything is going to be going well, you definitely want to be the right kind of entrepreneur. You want to be able to live, successfully as an entrepreneur. You definitely want to be doing the right thing. So I wanted to dedicate this show to the fact that I would like to give you 5 traits of the entrepreneur. And by the way, just so that you'll know, entrepreneurship is absolutely one of the hottest things going. And so it's a great thing to be that entrepreneur. As a matter of fact, because of the economy, we're seeing so many with the economy being so iffy, okay? So anyway, when I start talking about some of the traits, you'll kind of put the picture together to see what we're talking about here when we say that with the economy being so, it's not so much volatile, but it's just so uncertain, you know? I mean, who would have thought that our country would go? Now, we've had government delays before. We've had talks where even I remember not too long ago where the New Jersey state lottery, where the state government had shut down for a few days, or they didn't have a budget. So without a budget, they weren't able to move forward in doing some things, and so they had to lay a lot of the part-time people, they had to all be laid off. And then people with contracts, they weren't able to keep those contracts because of the budget situation. And so this can happen, so you definitely want to, it's very, very, very important to know about this, okay? So it's a good thing to know that this is what is happening. And anyway, so it's pretty cool. Well, here's what I want you to know. Here's what I want you to know. Here's what I want to tell you about. Here's what I want you to know. That entrepreneurs need at least five things. There's five traits that the entrepreneur wants to have and should have. So I'm going to give you those five things. As you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you know, because, you know, in other words, who wants to be an entrepreneur? Well, you may want to be an entrepreneur, and that's great, and that's wonderful. And you can be. But you definitely want to make sure that you're not doing it in absence of these five traits. Now, there will be other traits. Oh, yes. So there will be other traits. But you want to definitely make sure that you have these traits in hand, okay? You definitely want to make sure you have these traits in hand. And the first trait is, the first trait that you want to have in your hand is that you want to have the trait of, you want to be self-directing, okay? You want to be self-directing, all right? Because as an entrepreneur, you have to absolutely be able to tell yourself what to do, okay? You have to be able to, you know, tell yourself where to go, what to do, how to do it. Okay, so it's very, very important that you be self-directed as an entrepreneur. That is one of the five traits of entrepreneurs. Okay, now if you just want to work for someone else because you want someone else to give you directions, you want your directives to come from your supervisor or your manager or a director or a CEO, then you know you don't want to be an entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur is self-directed. They're able to strategize. They're able to plan, to organize, to lead, and to control. So that's one of the major traits of the entrepreneur. And now, the second trait of the entrepreneur, and again, these are just basic traits of entrepreneurs, just information. You can go online, you can get it. It does happen to be a part of our topic that we do teach in our business class. So for those of you who are taking business courses or who has ever taken a business course, well, I can't say has ever, because they weren't always teaching these traits in the business class. I went through the business class back in 1991, and between 91 and 2000, and I don't remember them focusing so much on the entrepreneur, but now they are, because if you look around, everywhere you look, there's information and there's encouragement for people to become entrepreneurs, because we know that 75% of the U.S. economy thrives on entrepreneurship. So, if not more than that, so this self nature nurturing, which is the second trait that I wanted to give out today out of the five. The self-nurturing trait is one that is really valued and needed by the entrepreneur, because as the leader, as the CEO, as that head person or that person that's even guiding others, you have to be able to quickly heal your own wound, so to speak, self-nurturing. In other words, you're able to encourage yourself. You're able to, if you have a bad day, you can't go to your boss and cry on their shoulder. You know, you may not have a coworker or partner working alongside of you that can lift your spirits, lift you back up. So you need to be able to do that yourself. And from what I've seen in a lot of people in my travels, not a lot of people are able to do that. And that's, you know, unfortunate. But you need to be able to do that. So you may need to take some entrepreneurial classes where we can teach you how to be self-nurturing, walk you through some exercises, give you some activities to practice in order to get yourself into that spot. And the third thing that an entrepreneur needs to be, they need to be able to take action. You definitely have to be action-oriented. Okay, so entrepreneurs need to be able to take action because there are opportunities that come your way. And if you can't take action quick enough, then you will miss out on an opportunity that could really move your business forward or help your business sustain. So you have to have that attitude and that personality that allows you not to think too long. Sometimes, you know, we used to say back in the day, study long, you study wrong. So you don't want to be that person that's studying too long. And, sometimes you have to Sometimes you have to. You have to do that. You have to just jump right in. Sometimes you got to wait. Can't jump right in right away. But you do have to be strategic in what you do, meaning that it's well thought out. When we say strategic, means it's, you know, it's a planned action. So I've given you already three of the. You have to be self-nurturing. And you have to be also, you have to be tolerant of new ideas. You have to be tolerant of uncertainty, okay? You have to be tolerant of uncertainty. As an entrepreneur, you know, our economy, even right now, is so uncertain. Again, whoever thought we'd be in a shutdown, and who would think it would last already 2 weeks? We're already 2 weeks. We're going into the third week of this government shutdown. So that's a lot of uncertainty right there. Those individuals who had government contracts, I would suspect many of those contracts have been cut back, if not cut out altogether. So for those individuals who were depending on their work coming because of those government contracts, now don't have that, okay? And so it's very, 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 important that you be able to do that. And so we've got one more trait that the entrepreneur needs. They need to be self-directed. They need to be self-nurturing. They need to be action-oriented. And they need to be high aptitude or a high appetite for uncertainty. So they need a tolerance. We call it in the business world a tolerance for uncertainty. And they also need to be, there's one more in the five, and that, you know, you absolutely, you know, have to be willing to, you have to, as a self, as an entrepreneur, yes, you're going to be self-directed, and yes, you're going to be self-nurturing, and you're going to be tolerant of uncertainty. You're going to be action-oriented, and you have to be willing to, you know, take on a lot of projects, okay? As an entrepreneur, you're going to be busy, okay? Most entrepreneurs wear more than one hat. It's like most people on their jobs, they have a particular title, and that's their job title, right? And their job title maybe has several functions to the job title, but they're just the one job title. Well, as an entrepreneur, you may have 20 job titles, especially just starting out. You may not be able to afford to bring on someone to work for you, so you have to do a lot of the different work. And even if you were to go outside and, say, hire an accountant, and these people, they also have to be paid. So they're going to work for you. They want to pay, too, so they may put you on retainer. You may pay them a flat fee, and this is very exciting. So and one of the things that you have to be what we call high energy. You need a lot of energy. You have to be the type that's willing to get up early in the morning, early. And you have to be willing to stay up very late. So that means you have to take really, 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 really good care of yourself. You have to eat right. I just said get up early and stay up late, right? So you got to fit it in that you're getting the proper rest, because you need a lot of energy. So you might want to eat those energy bars. You may definitely want to work out. You definitely want to do whatever it takes to get a lot of energy, because as an entrepreneur, you're going to be doing a lot. So you need a lot of energy. You may be working on a major challenge of some sort in your entrepreneur business, and you can't just stop it and go home and, you know, go to happy hour with your friends. You may have to be there all night to fix it, because in the morning your doors are open, your customers are coming through. So you have to be high energy. And I know for the longest time I've had people tell me, oh, Lalisa, you have so much energy. You have so much energy. I heard it and heard it and heard it. And it took me going through the classes for becoming a business owner and becoming an entrepreneur, because there's actually two separate subjects that we deal with in business class. One class tells us all about starting and owning and running a business. The other class teaches us what entrepreneurs do. So there's two separate classes altogether, and some of these classes I'm now offering for a very low fee on my website. Well, low fee, high fee, whatever, but it's on my website. So if you go to Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com, I have it on that website because that's the website that is attached to the women's conference that happens. This year we're having our third annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. but I just shortened the website to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. And OMG, is it going to be so much fun, so much excitement. I know this year we'll have at least, I'm expecting 100 to 150 women there this year, 100 to 150 women in Newark, New Jersey at the brand new Marriott. It is going to be fabulous. This year I'm doing workshops. I have two rooms in addition to the big room that you were in last year if you were there. I have two small rooms also reserved, and that's where we're going to run workshops. We're going to do two workshops in the morning, and we're going to do probably in the morning four workshops altogether. And then my speaker, she will come on, and my keynote speaker will come on in the evening. I'm absolutely excited about this. I am about to go into, as soon as this election is over, I'm going into full conference mode. And I mean, I'm going to turn it up like it's never been turned up before. And I'm so excited about it. And yes. So, you know, we're just thankful and grateful and just happy that, you know, we want to help people, though. That's the main thing. So the reason I'm an entrepreneur that wants to help people. I'm a coach and a speaker. So I like helping people, and I want to help people live their dreams. I want to help people step into their purpose. I want to help people, you know, be happy. Let me teach you how to be happy. And I just get a kick out of doing it. So far, I've been very successful at it. I've helped a lot of people do different things. If you go on Facebook, from time to time, you'll see their quotes or you'll see their comments or their statements. And so it's been fun. It's been real. I mean, I don't have a whole page of, you know, testimonials. I don't need all that because, you know, my work speaks for itself. The people that I have helped, they know I've helped them. And those who talk to me can figure it out. You know, if you're smart enough to figure out that I can help you, then that makes you a great potential for a candidate for to be one of my clients. But, you know, I just do what I do. I love what I do. And, yes, it is a business for me, but I'm glad I found a business that I absolutely love. It's a source of income, I should say, one stream of income. I do have several streams of income. Can't rely on that type of entrepreneurial stream because the entrepreneurial stream of income, until your business expands to a certain degree and level, you won't really be able to rely on that income, that source. Right, well, we shouldn't be relying on any source other than God anyway, so it is God who will make it happen. So with that being said, I think that we are just about down to our last minutes of the broadcast, and I just wanted to thank you for sure, we only have about 5 minutes left to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, and tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow is Thursday on the broadcast. Also want to tell you, don't forget our new show starting up after November 5th entitled The Political Woman's View. Some of you know I'm running for office in Hillside, New Jersey because I've stated it here before. I'm very excited to be running for councilwoman and council member at large for the city of Hillside, and it's a great town, it's a great town. What else is happening? Don't forget to go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Check out the upcoming webinars, seminars, conferences. It's going to be going down. I'm so excited. Today is election day, depending on where you live. If you're in the state of New Jersey, you got to go to the polls. We have an opportunity to do some elections on today. So make sure you go to the polls and exercise your right to vote. It is your right to vote. You know, people had to fight and die for you to have the right to vote your candidate. Now, what we see in the White House, remember, everyone there is elected officials. All the people that would be part of a shutdown happening. So if you don't want it to happen again, make sure you choose, and you choose wisely. Choose well. So I'm running for office, and definitely come out, get the literature, go to our website, go to our webpage. You can go to my webpage, Lalisa Williams for council member. You can find out more about who I am, what I stand for, and that's what really matters. I stand for, and most of you who tune in every day to this show, you know what I stand for. I stand for the people. So I'm out here helping people, doing things for people. So it's good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. And everything is really, everything is going pretty good. It's going pretty good. So we're about to enter into the winter mode. Here, if you're in the place where I'm at, northern New Jersey, we're going to enter into the winter mode. But right now, weather is still decent. Lots of things happening. We still want to remember and be reminded of October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now it is also considered Drug Addiction Awareness Month. So this is very, very, very huge. I'm excited. This is like this month. I got all three of those situations. Breast cancer, because my mother had breast cancer and had a breast removed. So I'm very sentimental about breast cancer awareness. And you know, it's just very important. And some other people that I know and lots of friends have passed away. And on my husband's side of cancer, and then domestic violence, too close for comfort, and also drug addiction, way too close for comfort. So this is my month, October. So going forward next year, I didn't get to do a lot this year. I am going to do a little something on October the 19th in celebration of domestic violence awareness, a breaking the silence type of workshop, seminar, conference. But let me tell you, next year, I'm going to have stuff going on all month long for October. I did do a weekend in Ohio the very first weekend, but I will be doing something for these three events all month long next year. But and definitely in April I'm planning. I got to plan some things now for April, which is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. So that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for tuning into our show. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place, Thursday morning, the day after the election. And we'll have some things to post about what we saw out of the polls today. So I'll be out of the polls, even though you can't vote for me today if you live in Hillside. But you can vote, but I'm going to meet you. I'm going to hand you some literature, and we're just going to have a fantastic time. So have a great and wonderful day, and in all you do, go out, make somebody's day, love on somebody, give somebody a hug, make sure you smile at somebody today. This has been Coach Lalisa, and it's been all about entrepreneurs. Goodbye.